Michigan's colleges and universities are a key piece of the state's economy. They account for tens of thousands of jobs and are economic drivers in towns like Detroit, Lansing, and Ann Arbor, but also in Flint, Marquette, and Mount Pleasant. With us today is Bob Davies, the president of Central Michigan University, to talk to us about the decisions his school is facing and plans for fall semester. Bob Davies, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much, April. Glad to be here.
Can you tell us how the student body and the staff of CMU are doing?
Well, you know, the new phrase obviously is pivot to remote. CMU has been a leader in distance education for 20 plus years. So in some ways, we've had a little bit of an edge of other universities. It's been a process that has evolved. Has it been perfect? No. But I am extremely proud of the way our faculty, our staff, and our students have really come together, showed great perseverance and determination and grit.
What percentage of instruction was conducted via distance before all this happened?
At our peak, we've had around 10 to 15% of our student population on distance education or through our sites and centers. But even on campus, as of last semester, about 25% of our students would also take online classes, even though they were on our campus.
This is the time of year when prospective students, and maybe also some current ones, are making decisions about fall, whether to enroll, whether to stay enrolled. What have you decided about whether to resume in-person instruction?
Well, right now, our goal is to resume classes on campus, face-to-face. But what we have known as, quote-unquote, face-to-face has significantly changed. It's been reimagined and reinvented, if you will. With regards to the specific decision, we are still awaiting leadership from the state. We are seeking the advice and wisdom from the CDC, statewide health officials, federal health officials, as well as our local officials.
Sure. Well, what are some of the configurations that staff have discussed for practicing distance in lecture halls?
Well, one of the things that we would put forward, if in fact we do go face-to-face, is to ensure that our lecture halls are spaced with social distancing. We would take a look at the deep cleaning that would occur between classes and before and after. Our face-to-face classes would also have a very strong remote element, because we know some faculty may choose for their own health reasons to teach remotely, as well as some students. And so again, when we look at and think about face-to-face, it will be a very different aspect than what we have known in the past.
If classes are observing physical distancing, one assumes that more instructors will be needed. What are you telling faculty and staff about teaching loads for the fall?
Well, one of the key things right now is many of our classes, we're very proud that we have small classes, and that's part of the ethic of Central Michigan University. We will be maintaining those type of teaching loads. We do have some classes that are large, a couple lecture halls that are over 100, and those classes will be broken up into much smaller sections.
Well, does that mean a significant change in budgeting for teaching time that needs to be paid for?
I would say that the budgeting process for all universities is going to be significantly changed, and we will face many challenges through the COVID virus. The teaching loads of professors will have a budget impact, but there are other ones as well in terms of technology and various other aspects that we all, as you read in the press, are going through.
Yeah. There are some universities that rely on a lot of out-of-state students. I imagine that Central Michigan might not be in the same situation that, say, U of M is in terms of folks coming from out of state. But what have you observed already in terms of enrollment numbers as of today? Maybe people are just a little bit less interested in sending their kids or shipping themselves out across state lines for their education.
Well, about 20% of our students come from out of state or international markets. And so our goal is to serve Michigan and the contiguous states primarily. One of the key things, again, is that Central Michigan University is in a less densely populated area. We were the first university, public university, to announce a tuition freeze as part of our announcement to help Michigan is significantly increase our academic scholarships as well as our need-based scholarships, as well as also attracting many more transfer students, again, through robust tuition offers for, again, academic as well as need-based. And the other part that we've done as well is deferred the payment for tuition as well as room and board to the last possible moment throughout the semester. Again, doing all of this to support our families, our students, and the state of Michigan.
Have you seen a drop in enrollment for fall?
It's too early to tell at this particular time. We knew through our own demographics as well as various things that our fall enrollment was going to be smaller than the year that we're in. And this was previous COVID-19. But since the rollout of our ICANN We Do package in terms of the things I just mentioned, we have actually seen a slight uptick in the number of deposits and students interested in confirming that they would be attending Central Michigan University next year, either as new students, as freshmen, or as transfers. Will we have the largest freshman class next year? No. Will we hit the goal that we set forward pre-COVID? Probably not. But in terms of some of the significant and steep declines other universities are projecting, at this particular time, I would say that I'm cautiously and relatively optimistic.
You know, again, CMU is probably not in the same situation as, for example, smaller liberal arts colleges who were quite strapped. You know, being a state school is a different kind of financial model for higher education. But I wanted to ask, how low can enrollment numbers fall for the university to remain viable at the current level of state funding?
Well, now 83 to 85% of our budget actually comes from tuition, which means that it's coming from our students and their families and other resources. 15 to 17% is coming from the state appropriation. We have been extremely financially sound over the last 15 to 20 years. We have a very strong budgeting modeling process. We have what we call a responsible center management process so that it ebbs and flows, ups and downs with enrollment. And so we do have some nimbleness built into our system.
You know, a number of people have talked about this time as the sort of pause that you don't get very often in a generation when we can look at what might be different. Can you think of anything that could or should change because of the terrible pause that COVID-19 has forced us all into?
I think one of the changes that we're seeing at our university is really a new way to look at technology and communication and utilizing it in a very different and more powerful way. I think the blending between online and face-to-face is going to be much more profound and much more magnified than it has been in the past. And again, I think through Central Michigan University, we have sites and centers throughout the entire state, as well as throughout the entire country, that we will be able to see blending those sites and centers within our face-to-face in a much more robust way. I think that there's going to be a great deal of efficiencies created, again, through the use of communication and technology.
You know, technology is certainly exciting, but it's also one of the biggest costs that American universities have faced in the past couple of decades as they have shifted to, you know, more computers for students and more online options. I mean, is that truly something that can, are those costs that can be borne in the course of a pandemic?
I think that there's a lot of different opportunities as well within that. For example, we are on Zoom right now, and that provides us a whole new mechanism to leverage and to work. And so when we think about the structure and the flow of work, I think that will be significantly changed. I think the importance of higher education has actually significantly increased because of the ambiguity and the shifts and the changes and the rapid nature of those changes has brought forward. And a higher education element provides individuals to be in leadership roles for that process. I think one of the changes that higher education will see in of itself is its need to change and be much more nimble and flexible in the way that it operates as well. So I think that the pandemic, if you will, has brought on significant and rapid change. Higher education will be, to be successful, will also have to mimic that same type of rapid and significant change as well.
Could you foresee changes in who's offering classroom instruction?
In terms of different competitors entering the market, that's been happening, and I think that will continue to go. I think that there are many elements in where higher education can also enter into new space as well to help organizations and corporations in that space.
What about the balance of faculty instructional hours versus staff or lower ranking professors?
I'm not 100% following your question there. Do I think that there will be a different shift in terms of administration and the like? There's always going to be.
What I'm asking is whether colleges and universities are going to have to ask more of their staff.
I think we ask a lot of our staff now in many different respects. I think that some of the key things that we do is provide service and the like, and that may actually intensify with the ambiguity and the uncertainty that are in existence and the need to help our students move forward in this process. I think that we will be a smaller staff moving forward due to budget constraints and the like. So from that perspective, yes. But at the same time, there is a culture that we have at many universities, and Central Michigan clearly among them, and is providing resources for our students to continue the process to move forward in the educational moment.
Robert Davies is the president of Central Michigan University. Bob, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Have a wonderful day.